Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. I'm joined today again by my colleague Leah Greenwell from the employment department here at Sintons. And Leah is today going to be delivering our July edition of the Employment Focus. Podcast will last approximately 10-15 minutes and Leah is going to discuss the very topical hybrid working. So any further ado, straight over to Leah. Leah, good morning and over to you.
Thanks, David. Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening to our Employment Focus podcast for July 2021. So finally, we've reached what many are calling Freedom Day after a difficult 18 months or so. So I'm just here to talk to you about the effects of the government lifting all social distancing restrictions from an employment law perspective. But as David says, a bit more specifically about the working arrangements that employers may want to consider going forward. So over the last 18 months, many employers have, through necessity rather than choice, operated remotely due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But with restrictions easing, it may be the time for employers to think about whether they wish to formalise home working or other flexible arrangements, such as a hybrid working model. So firstly, you may want to look at some informal steps when considering a flexible or hybrid working model. So this may involve holding open conversations with employees around flexible working arrangements, and hopefully this will lead to discussions about which roles can and cannot be done from home, who may or may not want to work from home, and establish if there are any kind of concerns and how best to deal with those concerns. So by having these discussions, it's going to ensure that any decisions made about working from home are fair and will also comply with any equality legislation. Employers may also want to hold discussions with any trade union or other employee representatives. If there is an existing agreement with a recognised trade union about working from home, for example, an agreed home working policy, then the employer must consult the trade union if they're considering any changes. So once these conversations have taken place, employers may wish to think about whether to formalise home working or other flexible arrangements. Employers may prefer full or partial home working with the hope of reducing their office footprint longer term. If so, then what we would encourage is for employers to review their contracts and policies. It's important to mention that whatever the flexible arrangement is, some elements of flexibility should be retained within the contract. So, for example, requiring employees to attend the workplace for a minimum number of days per week, or for specific reasons, such as for meetings, appraisals, or any disciplinary action. If it is decided that the working location will be at home, then employers should be mindful of employees claiming travel expenses when travelling to the office or other place of work. If it's the case that employees are required to remain within a commutable distance, then this should also be documented within the contract. Some employers may feel as though there's still too much uncertainty to confirm working arrangements going forward, and this is understandable given the rise in the COVID cases that we've seen over recent weeks. This should still be communicated to employees, however, and explained that home working will be kept under review. If an employer intends its workforce to return to the office full-time, employees should be made aware of flexible working requests if they wish to work from home permanently. These can be considered on a case-by-case basis. Alongside reviewing employment contracts, employers may wish to review their existing policies and handbooks, especially in relation to how their sickness, data and IT, disciplinary and grievance and benefit policies are impacted by a shift to home working. So in relation to any sickness absence policies, the health protection, coronavirus restrictions, self-isolation regulations 2020, what a mouthful that is, are currently in force, which makes it a criminal offence for an employer to require a self-isolating worker to attend work. So due to a range of circumstances where employees may be absent from work due to the pandemic, it's important to amend these policies to allow for potential temporary home working or COVID-related absences. It's also sensible to review any data and IT policies which will address data and information security issues related to working remotely. This should be reviewed alongside any procedures and practices in place where personal data is being processed using remote working software. It is important to consider any disciplinary and grievance policies in light of home working, especially in circumstances where employees working from home may no longer be able to attend in-person meetings and normal timelines under these policies. Therefore, these policies may need to be altered and updated to ensure a fair procedure for both office and home workers. Finally, an employer may find it sensible to introduce a home working policy, which will help its employees to understand how people will be set up to work from home, including how the employer will carry out any risk assessments, who will provide and pay for equipment, how home workers will be managed, and the employer's approach to home working overall. Within this policy, it'll be important to ensure that employees are aware that working from home means they are still covered by the law on working hours. So just to take you through a few final points to note, which are also quite important when shifting towards hybrid working or other flexible working arrangements. So it's really important that risk assessments are carried out in both work settings, at home or in the office. This is going to ensure that employees are provided with the correct equipment to carry out their role efficiently, such as having a phone, laptop and internet access. A risk assessment will also cover any health and safety issues which may arise from home working, such as ensuring that there is an appropriate work area and that the office is COVID compliant when employees attend. It may be appropriate to ask employees to check whether there are any restrictions within their home insurance, mortgage provider or landlord which would prevent them working from home. Lastly, employees working from home should also not be treated less or more favourably than any other employees in the organisation just because they're working from home. In both settings, employees should be treated equally and provided with the same opportunities as one another. An employee's pay and other terms and conditions of their employment contract should stay the same unless it's necessary to change them. For example, updating the address where the employee will work. So that's all from me today. So I'm going to pass you back over to David. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join us again in our next employment podcast.
Thanks, Leah. Appreciate that. Very quickly from me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk. And that includes our full suite of employment-related podcasts. And you can also follow the employment team on Twitter at SintonsHR. If you would like to discuss anything Leah's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her or a member of the team. Leah's contact details via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email leah.greenwell@sintons.co.uk. That's all from us today. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll speak to you again soon. Thank you.